Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Xavier calling from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a brief survey about an important issue in Colorado. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
I am registered to vote in Colorado.
Okay. Just to verify, your zip code is 80525?
Yes.
Okay. What is your year of birth?
2000.
Okay, thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Okay. Are you Mexican, Mexican-American, or Chicano, or Puerto Rican,
Mexican.
Cuban?
Mexican-American.
Okay. What is your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, okay. Just give me a second.
No worries.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Okay. As you may know, there will be election for U.S. Congress, governor, and other state and local office this November. How likely are you to vote in November 2022 election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are you the chance of 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or you will definitely not vote?
I'm almost certain to vote.
Okay, thank you. How motivated are you to vote in November 2020? Midterm election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not interested, motivated, 5 means you're neither motivated or unmotivated to vote, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
Probably like an 8 or a 9.
Okay, which one you would take, 8 or 9?
8.
Okay. Now, we'd like to read you, rate how you feel about some people and some are groups or people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of people or groups, tell us that as well. So the first one will be Colorado State Board of Education. From 0 to 10?
Like how I feel about them?
Yeah.
Warm or not warm? An 8.
8, okay. Joe Biden?
A 5.
5, okay. Harold Polis?
A 7.
Okay. Joe Odie?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Joe Odie?
I don't know if I'm familiar with that one.
Okay. Donald Trump?
A 0 or a 1, probably.
Okay. Michael Bennett?
I'm not familiar with that one either.
Okay. Wealthy Corporation?
Wealthy Corporation?
Yes.
Like in general?
Yeah, from 0 to 10.
Probably like a 4.
4, okay. Heidi Gana?
I don't know that one.
Okay. Republicans in the state of legislature?
Probably a 4.
Okay. Millionaires?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Millionaires?
I don't know that I know what that is.
Okay. Democrats in the state of legislature?
A 7.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Please select the top 3 issues that are most important to you. Homelessness, cost of housing, infrastructure, immigration, gun violence, health care, job and the economy, abortion access, inflation and the cost of living, climate change and the environment, criminal justice, police brutality, crime, education.
Healthcare, abortion access, and police brutality.
Okay. Okay, thank you. When thinking about life in Colorado, generally speaking, do you think things are headed in the right direction or things off the wrong track?
Honestly, so I'm in the military right now, and so I haven't been, like, my home of record, and I'm still, like, a registered voter in Colorado, but
okay.
I've been living out of Colorado for about a year and a half.
Okay.
So I don't know.
But how do you think everything is going in the right direction or wrong direction?
I would say neither the right direction or the wrong direction. I think that it's like what is going right is countered by everything else that's going wrong, I guess. So like right in the middle.
Okay. Next, you will hear about Proposition 121, which is a ballot measure that will be on Colorado ballot in November. The ballot title reads, shall there be a change to the Colorado Riverside status, reducing the state income tax rate from 4.55% to 4.40%. A yes vote on Proposition 121 reduces the state income tax rate to 4.40% for tax year 2022 and future year. A no vote on Proposition 121 keeps the state income tax rate unchanged at 4.55%. If the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on Prop 121?
If the taxes are raised, what do the taxes go towards? Like, what does it have something specific that it's, like, allotted to?
Yeah. So, will you vote yes or no on Prop 121?
What is it specifically allotted to, though? Like, the funds from the tax increase, where does it go? Like, who is it going to? Just, like, back into Colorado State or, like, into roads, into building schools, into building hospitals, into just, like, what does it go into?
I think it will go directly to the state.
Okay.
So will you say yes or no on Prop 121?
Which one is to increase the taxes? Yes?
The state income tax rate to 4.40% for tax year 2022 and future year, and no vote proposition, Proposition 121 keeps the taxes, the state income tax rate unchanged at 4.55%. So
probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, no.
No, okay. Will you say you feel that way strongly or not strongly?
Not strongly.
Okay. The following statement describes the effect of Prop 121 on the state of Colorado. For each, please indicate whatever you support or oppose the outcome. So the first one is, if a Prop 121 passes, all taxpayers will pay slightly less in tax income tax, though the impact in dollars turned will vary by income. On average, individual income taxpayer will pay 93 less in individual income taxes for tax year 2022. You support or oppose?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Okay, don't worry. If the Prop 121 passes, all taxpayer will pay slightly less in state income tax, though the impact in dollars terms will vary by income. On average, individual income taxpayer will pay 93 less in individual income taxes from tax year 2022. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, will that be strongly support or someone support?
Not strongly.
So it will be somewhat support?
Yes.
Okay. If a Prop 121 passes, it will reduce the state general fund revenue by an estimate of $638 million in state budget year 2022 to 2023 and $413 million in state budget year 2023 and 2024. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, would that be strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay. Next one will be if the Prop 121 passes, it will reduce the amount of money the state has available by more than $1 billion to spend in the next 2 years. The three largest general fund operation this year are K-12, education, human services, and correction. Do you support or oppose?
Support. Sorry, it's like really hard for me to like grasp without being able to read it.
Okay, I understand. But you strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay. Okay, so now, here are some statements that some people are making about why you should vote no on Prop 121. For each statement, please rate how much you agree or disagree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree, a 5 means you neither agree nor disagree, and 10 means you strongly agree. The first one will be, times are hard and we can all use a little help. $50 extra from a tax cut sounds like a good idea, but the problem is that when we cut statewide income taxes, our local communities have to raise taxes and fees just to keep up. That's right. An income tax cut means that you will end up paying more in sales, property, and sin taxes while the wealthy get a massive payday. From 0 to 10?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
you only have to choose from 0 to 10. Do you strongly disagree, or you neither agree or nor disagree, or you strongly agree? From 0 to 10. Okay. The next one will be, no matter our background, faith, or color, we all believe in caring for our families and leaving things better for those to come. But for too long, a handful of wealthy individuals have paid for ballot initiatives like Prop 121. The rig, the rules to redirect resources from our communities to their country clubs, and from our classroom to their ballrooms. By voting no on Prop 121, we can show up for each other to deliver the quality school, affordable health care, and good paying jobs to ensure all of our families can thrive. From 0 to 10?
7.
Okay. The next one will be, this November, you're going to be asked once again, if you want to lower your income taxes, it will sound like a simple proposition. Do you want to pay less in taxes? But the truth is, reducing income taxes will greatly harm our ability to provide for local communities. That means significantly less funding for our schools, health care, and public safety. Things will all needed to support our family. From 0 to 10?
8.
Okay, thank you. Wealthy corporations refuse to pay people the true value of their work. and then use measure like Prop 121 to rig the rules in their favor, taking money from working people so they don't have to pay what they own in taxes. When we vote non-Prop 121, we reject wealthy corporations that tend to get a free ride of working families. From 0 to 10?
4.
Okay. The truth is Prop 121 is only a tax cut for the rich and corporation. 75% of taxpayers will receive a tax cut of less than 63 per year. Meanwhile, almost half of the total tax saving from Prop 121 will go to the top 1% of millionaires, billionaires, and corporations. Prop 121 will only end up helping the rich get richer. From 0 to 10?
Six.
Okay. The state of Colorado is already struggling to fund our K-12 schools hundreds of millions of dollars because the ultra-rich have rigged the rules to avoid paying what they own in taxes. We have a backlog of transportation project because our roads, bridges, and transit system are in this repair. Instead of working together to make it our state work for everyone, the wealthy household and corporation have put another tax measure on the ballot that will make improving our school roads and are even harder. From 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. Okay, now, here are some statements that some people are making about why you should vote yes on Prop 121. Please rate how much you agree or disagree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree, or 5 means you neither agree or disagree, and 10 means you strongly agree. The first one will be, the state government currently collects more taxes than it is usually for the programs it funds, and in fact, more tax money than it's legally allowed to spend. By permanently lowering the tax rate, Prop 121 cut out the inflation fee of sending money to the government that just gets returned, while providing taxpayer with the tax relief during future economic downturns. Family and business are better off when they can keep more of their own money. From 0 to 10?
I'm sorry, like, how much longer is this going to be? Because I have to get up early for work tomorrow, and it's late here, and...
Okay, I understand. We almost finished. We're in 90%.
Okay.
Okay, so from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. There is no better time to cut the tax rate. The measure is modest change that, according to the state-owned forest, won't change the amount of money available for state spending for at least the next 3 years. The state legislature just approved the largest budget in state history, and the budget is only expected to grow, even with the tax decrease under Proposition 121. From 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, the rising cost of living and inflation continue to squeeze Colorado working families by passing Proposition 121. We can put more money into hardworking Coloradans' pockets. Our state has a budget surplus, so it is right time to cut taxes. Vote yes on Prop 121. From 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. Based on everything in this survey, if the election were held today, will you vote yes on Prop 21 or no on Prop 121? There's not a right or wrong answer.
If no, I guess. I would have to look into everything more, though.
Okay. Okay. If the vote were today and you had to choose, toward which will you lean, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Almost done with the survey. Even if neither is exactly right, which one of the statement comes close to your opinion? I will rather the government provide fewer service and get out of my way. I would rather have the government provide more service and create opportunities for advancement.
I'd rather have the government give more opportunities for advancement.
Okay. Thinking about how the state of Colorado spend money for each of the following, do you think that the state spends too much money, about the right amount, or too little? The first one will be K-12 education.
Too little.
Okay. Transportation?
Too little, probably.
Okay. Police, prison, and courts?
I don't know if I have an opinion about that one.
Okay. Protection of our natural resource?
The right amount, I guess.
Okay, will be too much, about the right amount, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, higher education and job training?
Too little.
Okay. Healthcare?
Too little.
Okay. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of several as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you consider yourself closer to the Democrat, the Republicans, or neither?
Democrat.
Okay. What source do you use to find information about election? Mail, internet website, or social media? Friend or family, radio, television?
Internet, website, or social media.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very progressive, moderate, someone conservative, or very conservative?
Very progressive.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
An associate's.
Okay. Are you the parent of or guardian of your children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. For who do you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I wasn't able to vote.
Okay. Okay. Last year, what is your total family income from all sources before tax? Your best estimate is fine.
I think it was like 25,000.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. I just want to remember something. You told me that you're in the military?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for your service also. And thank you so much for helping me out fill out the survey, okay? Have a blessed night.
Yep. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.